Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, it's Chola all the way. Dial *464*2# to play pick a box. That's *464*2#. Start your voice and you could take home up to 50,000 kwacha this merry, merry December. Limitless play and Christmas cheer all day, every day with Ichola Mega Box.
Gangsta sound.
Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, agrees to release 190 million United States dollars to Zambia. Patriotic Front, PF presidential aspirant Dr. Chitalo Chilufya disputes claims suggesting his withdrawal from the party's presidential race. In international news, Sudan's top general meets Egyptian president amid growing pressure to resolve the war. And in sports news, Football Association of Zambia, FAS Women's National Representative, Colonel Priscilla Katova, urges women football players to report abuse.
And now, Love FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suwilanji Mulenga. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has agreed to release about 190 million United States dollars to Zambia after reaching a staff-level agreement with the Zambian government. This follows the completion of the sixth and final review under Zambia's Extended Credit Facility Program. The new disbursement will bring total IMF support to about 1.7 billion United States dollars since August 2022. Government has welcomed the development, saying it shows that Zambia has stayed on track with its economic reforms despite local and global challenges. Authorities say the program has helped restore stability, improve confidence, and deliver visible results for citizens, businesses, and investors. The IMF has noted that Zambia has reduced economic imbalances, improved public finances, protected social spending, and rebuilt financial buffers. International reserves are now estimated at about 5.2 billion United States dollars, equal to around 5 months to import cover. These improvements are helping to stabilize prices, the exchange rate, and the general business environment. The IMF also projected Zambia's economy will grow by an average of 5.6% between 2026 and 2031, driven by investment, agriculture, energy reforms, and increased copper production. The update was issued through a statement from the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. In another development, Patriotic Front PF Massa Central Member of Parliament Dr. Chitalu Chilufya has disputed claims that he has withdrawn from the party's presidential race and been expelled. Dr. Chilufya has reiterated that his path to the PF presidency is irreversible. As a result, he has urged self-proclaimed propagandists to stop spreading false information about his candidacy. Dr. Chilufya emphasized that he is on a mission to restore the democratic future of the former ruling party and the country. He added that he is still adamant about the party's needs, stating that the PF requires credible, transformative and visionary leaders with a proven track record of success.
And it is the noise of misinformation and the destruction of propaganda. Let me be unequivocally clear. I have not withdrawn from the Patriotic Front presidential race, nor have I been expelled from the party. I am Member of Parliament for Massa Central and Member of the Central Committee. I will always stand on the side of the people. My path to the PF presidency is irretractable. I am the incoming PF party president, so I appeal to self-styled propagandists to stop peddling falsehoods and face me on the ballot. I am on a mission to reclaim the democratic future of the PF and our nation. I remain resolute about what our party needs now: credible, transformative and visionary leadership with a recognizable track record of performance. The Patriotic Front Party will not be extinct. This moment demands a collective rekindling of unity and purpose. Unity for the rebirth of the party that has served as a pillar of hope, and unity for a new national awakening rooted in processes, justice and equal opportunity for all. Aluta continue.
In another development, Oasis Forum has insisted that the new Constitution Amendment Act is illegal and it undermines democracy, hence calling for public vigilance. Oasis Forum Acting Chairperson Lungisani Zulu has described the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 as unconstitutional, warning that its enactment undermines Zambia's democratic framework. In a statement, Zulu said that the forum's immediate concern was how the government would implement the law arising from Bill 7. He argued that the process disregarded binding rulings of the Constitutional Court and failed to meet the threshold of meaningful public participation. Mr. Zulu said legislation arising from unlawful process could not be legitimized by parliamentary numbers or political justification. Meanwhile, a human rights and